And, you know, I agree. And with any sort of budget, even with the station's budgets as well, particularly, you know, in a nonprofit where you're projecting on donations and grants and funding that, again, you can only speculate. Just because someone gave you money last year doesn't necessarily mean they're going to give it to you this year, is that each of the budgets that all of the divisions and the national office need to be looked at on a monthly basis, projecting out, not the month that we're in, but by projecting forward, are we going to be able to make that revenue in our second quarter? And if we can't make that revenue, what adjustments are we going to make now, and then adjust the budget accordingly, so we can then start making those changes and any sort of, you know, revisions or deductions, or, you know, well, let's figure out we're going to have to do this in a less expensive way, or we're going to have to spread this out and not make this, you know, not provide this service until the third quarter or something. So we need to kind of look at these documents as, and the budgets as, living documents that the Finance Committee will take a look at on a regular basis based upon those projections, and then make those changes accordingly, so we're not taken by surprise if we don't, you know, if we have a payroll shortfall or any other emergency that may come up where we need money.
Yes, and that emphasizes why we need to actually get on with our process of approving the budget so that we can start to do that. That's exactly what we need to do. And we are moving into the last part of the first quarter, and we still haven't got budgets from several units. So we need to encourage. We can't just make them up ourselves out of whole cloth. We need to get the material to do that from the station, so, and from the units. So we encourage everybody to, you know, work as hard as possible to move that forward.
R. Paul for stat?
Go ahead, R. Paul.
Yeah. What if you have a draft budget, but it hasn't gotten through the LSB yet? Should we send those to the NFC already, or wait some more and see if anybody does anything with them?
I think in the past, I can answer that, at least in the past, and I think you know this, but in some ways this is a rhetorical question for information purposes. In the past, we have had treasurers who, you know, if an LSB doesn't address a budget, then they just send it on, and we've dealt with it that way. Of course,
yeah, that's
what we had. Yeah,
that's what I'm basically asking here, is if we have a budget and it's not and it's gone through part of the process and is probably going to be the same thing that gets sent to the NFC, whether we do it right now or wait till whenever an LSB gets around to it. Should we just send that in already?
Well, if you're talking about the LSB that I think you're talking about, that LSB actually kicked it back to the general manager for that person to make adjustments. And since then, revenue has gone up in a certain category. So
That was the local finance committee. The LSB has not dealt with this. That's my issue here. In the past, you know, the LSB looked at it and said, and it went on. But if the LSB hasn't addressed it, should we still just? I mean, my feeling is, yeah. I think the answer should be yes. It should, at this late point, go to the NFC. But I would like to know so that I'm not the only person making this decision.
Right.
If I may, kick it to me as well. I mean, I know this sounds kind of odd, but, you know, I get a kick out of doing budgets, and I am more than willing. I assume that it is part of my job responsibility, even though I always seem to be kind of left out on the loop of it, is creating these budgets with the divisions and with the stations before they are presented to the NFC. So I am more than willing to work on and revise these budgets rather than it just kind of being thrown in the hands of the LSBs. As much as I appreciate the work that they're doing, a lot of that busy work and justification and formulas and filling out the notes so they're understandable and doing a budget narrative. So when it is presented to the LSB, it's a cleaner version that they can work with. And then by the time it's presented to the National Finance Committee, it's even cleaner.
So are you requesting that I advise the general manager to send it to you at this point?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And Mr. Chair, what do I do then? Do I then also simultaneously send it to the NFC or wait till the executive director does something with it?
I don't see why you shouldn't send them simultaneously, but
okay.
I have a question with your premise. It's my recollection, just to be clear, we're talking about the WBAI budget. My recollection is that the general manager sent it to the NFC, to the local finance committee. The local finance committee worked on it, and then we sent it to the LSB without a recommendation, and the LSB did discuss it and
no, it
then sent it back to the general manager for his adjustments, and then it was supposed to come to the NFC.
You'll remember that it was supposed to go to the LSB in October. You remember what happened in October. And then in November, we didn't get to those items.
All right. I'll have to adjust my recollection. With some reality, I'll have to go back and look at all that.
Yeah.
Okay. But otherwise,
I'll send them to both. Right. I will get to the general manager, make sure what I have is his absolute latest, and send it to the executive director and the NFC. Thank you.
Yeah, I just think, Arpa, he might want to make some adjustments.
That's why I say, I'm going to him. Instead of sending what I have now, I'm going to him. I think it's the same as what I have now, but we'll see.
Right, we have that new revenue that cuts into the deficit quite a bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else? Now that we're done discussing our private WBAI business, anybody else have anything?
Well, I think it might relate to other stations too.
Oh yes, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. No argument there. Anybody else have any further questions or discussion on the national office budget?
This is Grace. I have a question.
Go ahead, Grace.
It's kind of, I'm assuming that an administrative expenses, the accounting contract agency fees, which there is projected to be zero, that's the accounting services now are folded into the payroll expenses?
Correct.
Okay. That's all.
Thank you, Grace. Okay, anyone else? Well, we are actually now, we're past time to be done with this item. We didn't notice that. My apologies. I think we could, can we move to extend this item for 5 minutes? I'll move to extend it for 5 minutes. Any discussion? I'll just say motivate by saying we're looking to go to a vote, and I want to have the extra time.
You can't debate.
Okay.
Any objections?
This is Grace.
Point of order, Mr. Chair. It's a motion to extend the agenda. You can't debate it.
Okay. And thank you, Arpa. So could we – is there any objection to extending for five? Hearing none, that's done. Go ahead, Grace.
Yes, I would object to approving a budget that is based on income, partially based on income that we know we're not going to receive. Whether we like it or not, we're going to have to make cuts in order to balance this budget, and we need to project what the central service shortfalls will most likely be based on the shortfalls, the real shortfalls from the last couple of years. But I don't think there's no way I could, in good faith, approve a budget that's based on numbers that are not based in reality.
Well, that's why, Grace, we had the conversation about we're just using the 15% now as a sort of a stand-in, and we're going to then work out the central services formula at hopefully our next meeting. And these budgets, all these budgets aren't going to be submitted to the PNB until we do that. So far, and you weren't here, so I get it that you weren't aware of this. All of our budgets so far have been passed with the proviso that we recommend them for approval by the PNB pending the arrival at the inclusion of an estimated PNO budget, but all of them are pending the arrival at a central services formula. So that's where we're going to work all of that out. As James McFadden pointed out, adjusting the percentages or whatever we're going to have to do. And then we're going to get busy on the work of the month-to-month monitoring, and that's where we'll have to start making cuts, real-life cuts. Go ahead, Grace.
Okay. All right. But the fact is that if certain stations are not able to meet central service payments at all, if you raise the percentage, it's not going to make too much difference in terms of revenue. And I don't see how we can vote on a budget that's not even – you're saying that, okay, this is not really a budget. It's just we want to tick off this box. And then later, maybe we'll face reality. I'm sorry, but I can't approve a budget that is based on income revenues that don't exist or will probably not exist, no matter what the central service formula is.
Right. Well, just to further explain, of course, a budget is a projection. It's not written in stone. So there will be some adjustments, and it is somewhat in the nature of a projection, as all budgets are. But the thing that James McFadden was saying, we might have to adjust where central services, the formulas are different for different stations. It's not that the total necessarily would be different, but we're going to have to work out a situation where we have ongoing cuts at some places where they can't meet their responsibilities, and we're going to have a situation where we have adjustments to what's actually going to be paid in the central services formula, which, again, I think we're going to start to try and deal with next week. Does that make any sense, Grace?
Well, and how is that going to result in a balanced budget? It probably won't, will it?
Well, we have already passed some budgets that had some deficits in them with, the proviso that we're going to focus on it. And as we get to the actuals, we're going to make adjustments as necessary, and we're going to have to take the hard decisions.
McFadden,
we did that with the affiliates budget. It turned out we were going to do that. We were about to do that with the KPFT budget, but then it turns out that there was an error, and the KPFT budget was not actually a deficit budget. So, yeah, that's basically what we are talking about. Go ahead, James.
I just wanted to add a little. I mean, budgets that you make for a coming year are something so you have a metric to compare things against. So you want it there to sort of as a template, knowing that things are going to change, but you have to have something to compare. So you can, in month one or two, you can say, oh, wait a minute, we're spending way more on this than we thought we would. We're going to have to cut back on something else, or we're not getting this revenue that we thought we could. So we're going to have to do this, make some other kind of adjustment. But it's sort of a beginning, that gives you something to reference against. If central services money doesn't show up, then we do just like what we've been doing. and the ED is finding the quarters in the couch and doing whatever you have to do to try to pay something and not, you know, the essentials and, you know, maybe something else doesn't get paid, you know, and that's, there's just no way around, I think, that situation until we get some kind of a sounder footing for all the stations, you know, so it's just something for tracking purposes. And, you know, and you can vary, if you don't have the budget there, then you don't know how bad things are getting. It's just something to, for comparison, you know, and then, you know, every couple of weeks, we're going to be making, you know, adjustments to just try to get through until we get to the point where we've either acquired some assets, some rich donors given us money, or we've sold a building or sold an asset or something to give us a little breathing room. And then, you know, these numbers all change, you know, it then gives you something you can say, okay, we have some pad for when somebody else who's going to provide revenues doesn't show up, you know, doesn't provide it. You have something to deal with then while you're reorganizing it. I don't think there's much else you can do. You know, it's a guess that you have something, a metric to compare something with as you go down the line. And that's all it can be.
Our Paul for stat?
Go ahead, our Paul.
Yeah, I agree with a lot of that. And the main thing that I think is mostly of interest to this committee is line 81, total expenses. Because we keep saying we need to know what the national office needs in order to figure out a central services formula. Well, I think line 81 basically gives us that number we need. And so we can, you know, see what the other projections are and figure out, you know, we sort of see a shortfall here too. And we can, from the expenses, figure out how much central services the national office needs and then start dealing with the formula. I mean, it sounds, I know it might sound sort of backward, like a backwards way of doing it to some folks, but this actually has the potential to yield a very realistic figure for what to do with central services fees. So, yeah, I think this has value here, and I would be in favor of passing it with the usual provisos or wiggle room language or whatever you want to call it, and just, you know, realize that the main thing is their total expenses and how we have to deal with central services to make that real. Thank you.
Beth, is that...
Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. Yeah, that are the usual provisos made more sense to me earlier in the year when it seemed as if there was some chance of us actually getting working budgets in place in time to use them this year. But the further we go, more this just really begins to feel like planning to fail. The numbers feel more obviously unrealistic. Like, I don't know when we last had a Pacifica election that cost us $75,000 or less, and especially given the level of contention these years, I mean, that would clearly not be factoring in the litigation. And so I would feel better if I had a sense that these numbers were grounded in reality more clearly than they are. So while I found value in the process earlier, and I do think we need to get something in place, it makes no sense to be working without any budget at all. I'm feeling increasing need for you know, it's a reality check here before endorsing anything further. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Grace.
Grace, just hold one second. we need to ask for another extension. Can we make another extension for five?
So moved.
Is there an objection?
Beth.
Thank you, Beth. Go ahead, Grace.
Okay. I'd like to look at this in two ways. First of all, I'd like to have the wording of the that goes along with the budget that explains that, what type of a budget it is, that it's provisional. That's one thing. The next thing is, why don't we be honest and say that baked into this is the concept that we're going to sell the KPFK building and put that as revenue in this projected revenue in this budget? Because isn't that the reality? The national board already approved the sale of the KPFK building, as far as I know. And why don't we put that in the budget and then look at it from there?
On the stack, Mr. Chair, Susan.
Okay. Grace, was your question directed at anyone in particular?
You know, I'm new to this committee, and, you know, I'd like to know if it's going to be explained that this is just a way to have some numbers on a piece of paper so that we can tell how we're doing as time goes on. I don't know if that really qualifies as a budget, but it could be approved if there's enough. I could approve it if there's enough statement in this, in the wording that goes along with the budget that explains that. But in reality, isn't this committee and isn't the national office just treading water until funds come in from the sale of a major asset? And wouldn't that be, if we're projecting that there's going to be revenue from the sale of the KPFK building, why don't we put it in the budget? I don't get that. As projected income. Not that I want the building to be sold, but the reality is, I think that that's what everybody in this committee is expecting. And so why isn't that, that's not an aspirational budget. That's what we're really looking at happening. So why aren't we being honest about it and put it in the budget as revenue that we expect to get?
Mr. Chair,
well,
on the stack?
Okay. First we want to – all right. Go ahead. Hold on one second. Did I hear someone else after Susan? I was going to take a stab at answering that, but I'll let Susan go and anybody else who wants to go first.
Beth.
Go ahead, Susan. Yeah, okay. Heard Beth. Anyone else? Susan, Beth, anybody else? Okay, go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, I must say that I've been mystified about the budgeting process ever since I have been on the PNB, because it is in response to the bylaws requirement that budgets be adopted annually and that they be in balance. None of them have been so far. And so I think we're kind of morphing into what James McFadden described, which is, this is a tool whereby we can kind of measure what it would take to get where we hope to go and how we're doing along the way. Regarding the sale of the building, I would suggest, and Beth has been beating me over the head with this, it's not a revenue. It's the sale of an asset. And I believe that we need a plan for use of the assets should they be realized. And that is, you know, we have to retire debt. We have to set up a new operation for KPFK. There are a lot of, and for the archives and so forth. There are a lot of things that need to happen with that. So I think of that as being a different exercise from essentially adopting the way that we have operated in the past, what we know is coming down the line relative to these basic operations and what it would take at a 15%, what you could pay for at a 15% is really a starting point for the conversation. But we're all in new territory this entire year and for this process. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Susan. Beth.
Susan anticipated me. I need to point out again that proceeds from the sale of an asset don't qualify as revenue. They may be available funds. It doesn't even really qualify as income because it's just translating the value from a material asset to financial asset. It's not a net gain. And I think it's important that we get clear about this distinction so that we're not confusing the dynamics of our finances here. Say the proceeds from a sale of an asset, once spent down, will actually diminish the value of our gross assets as an organization. It doesn't enhance it. We may be able to solve a few problems that way, at least in a short-term temporary way, but it's not revenue. Revenue is what you generate from what it is you're in business to do. In our case, provide programming. Thank you.
McFadden to the stack.
Julie to the stack.
Okay, got McFadden, Julie. Anybody else? Go ahead, McFadden.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that what Beth said is exactly why you don't put revenue from sale of the building in the budget. The idea is to build a budget that's in balance as a template, and you go forward. And if you have excess revenue, then it ends up going into into your bank account. If you have less revenue, it comes out of your bank account. Where it comes out of an asset that has to be sold. That's just the way it is. But the idea is to build a budget that would be in balance as a template for going forward so you can track this stuff. And that's, I've said this before, but I just want to say it one more time. That's why we don't put the revenue from the sale of the building in there.
Thank you. And I see, again, we have gone past our 5-minute extension. Let's do it one more time. Is there an objection to extending for 5 more minutes? Maybe we can get it done this time. Hearing none, we're extended for 5. And Julie, go ahead.
Thank you. Today is day 59 of the fiscal year, and I think the longer we talk about this, the more we make a mockery of the budget process. The idea is to have budgets in place before the beginning of the fiscal year. Okay, we didn't make that. But the sooner we have budgets in place, the sooner we can get to the business that the bylaws say that our committee is supposed to be engaged in, which is checking, actual progress against the budgets and making the adjustments as necessary. And so I think I am absolutely positively prepared to vote right now to approve this budget, recognizing that it is somewhat provisional. We've done this before. There's no problem with that. Lots of people have spoken eloquently on this, and I call the question.
Okay, this is Grace for the stack.
Well, Grace, the question has been called.
Yeah, to call
point of order. Point of order, Mr. Yes, Chair.
Go ahead, Arpal.
You cannot call a question in a committee, and there's no motion on the floor to call a question on.
Good point. All good points.
Okay.
Right.
Going back to
the item on the floor, just for information, the item on the floor is review the national office budget. Go ahead, Grace.
Okay. So going back to my first question, can we see the wording that goes along with the motion to approve the budget that will go to the PNB and to the public explaining why we're passing a deficit budget? In other words,
yes,
what is what is the language going to be? And I'd like to see that.
Well, you, of course, you would see that before we vote on anything. And the answer is, I would propose that we put the same qualifying language on it that we put on the other budgets that we passed pending the central services formula. And I am embarrassed to say I don't have that in front of me. Arpal, can you dig that up from one of the previous budgets that we passed, KPFT?
You want me to dig up what we've said with the other budgets? Oh,
exactly.
Crap.
Yeah, sorry about that. It was pretty simple language. It was not something that may satisfy Grace and her need for an explanation. It was the NFC recommends to the PMB with the proviso that this is a deficit budget and pending a central service formula.
God, I can't remember when we passed what, because we've had so many meetings.
Point of information?
I can look for
it. Yes, James? Yes, McFadden.
Why are we calling this a deficit budget? Because it's $15K? Because it's 1% deficit? I mean, that's clearly in the air bars.
No.
This is a balanced budget for all intents and purposes.
Okay. That was the language we had on the previous ones. That's why that came to mind. You're right. So let's see what our call can come up with. We still have a couple of minutes on this. Does anybody else want to say anything?
Julie, for what it's worth, I thought what you just said, Jim Sagerton, was awfully close to what we've typically used when we've passed budgets in the past. So even if our poll doesn't find the language, I would just go ahead with what you said.
Okay, except as McFadden just pointed out, I said that, with the proviso that this is a deficit budget and it's de minimis.
Correct.
Say, so it's 1%, James? Yeah. Well, let's just give our poll another moment, and if not, we'll put that language together to make a motion.
Okay, I've brought up a couple of months worth of these, and I'm searching for a particular string, and I'm hoping that I will find it. So far, no good.
I remember specifically we did it with the affiliates budget, if that helps.
Yeah, and the date of that was. See, the issue here is I'm having to go through so many different ones of these things that I don't have. Okay, and I'm up to now. I am not finding it easily, all right? I would have to really dig through these things and not use a search feature, but, look through all the motions. Oh, wait a minute. Why don't I look through that?
Yeah, okay, you can do that. But while you're doing that, let's take Julie's suggestion and move ahead and create something similar.
I got to keep track of this. So doing too much stuff while looking isn't going to work. I can't multitask like that. So why don't we leave it that I'll look this up later or after the meeting or something, all right?
Yeah, that's okay, but then how do we go ahead and vote on something without the actual language that we're voting on?
Okay,
I'd like to suggest some wording, but I need another couple of seconds to put it together.
Take your time, Grace. Go ahead. Take your time. I wish I could be helping Paul do this, but I'm on my phone, and if I go away from the screen, it'll be a problem getting back.
Okay. I have that the end. Here's something from months ago. that the NFC recommended a PNB that they approve the proposed WBAI FY22 budget, recognizing that it remains a deficit budget. That's from a bit of a while ago. The NFC recommended to the PNB that they approve the proposed KPFT FY22 budget, recognizing that it remains a so we have a bit of a template here. Basically,
right,
it's saying go ahead.
Those were dealing with the issue of the deficit. When Jeff McFadden has pointed out while you were looking that this budget is only about 1% in deficit, so it's kind of de minimis. And it's not really the deficit issue we're getting at. It's the issue of the pending central services formula. So if we could just substitute the matter that's pending is the central services formula, I think we'd have language then.
Okay. I have some wording I'd like to include.
Go ahead, Grace.
To make it, I mean, I'm the chair of a local finance committee meeting, which meets tomorrow night. And I'd like to explain to them why this is being done this way. I mean, it should be transparent to the public. So my wording would be motion to approve the proposed national office budget with the proviso that it is a deficit budget that will be monitored closely. The NFC and PNB are aware that shortfalls will most likely be paid from the proceeds of the sale of the KPFK building or another asset, but the proceeds thereof cannot be included as income in the budget for accounting reasons.
I think that actually may go a little too far, in that we're not really passing this pending the sale of the KPFK building. We're Let me finish. The real thing that's in issue here is not the deficit, which you mentioned. It's that the revenue might not materialize, which will turn it into a deficit. But, Brad, could you work in some language about the relying on the revenue, relying on the revenue estimates is may not be solid. Something to that effect.
Could I make a suggestion here?
Go ahead, R. Paul.
Based on what we've done before and what we're talking about here, maybe this, as soon as I get rid of a typo, will work. The NFC recommends to the PNB that they approve the proposed National Office FY23 budget, recognizing that it remains a deficit budget and revenue is pending the creation of a central services formula. Now, do we want to cut out deficit budget, even though it's it is right now? This sounds like it puts everything we want in there, but what do you think?
Okay, I have different wording I'd like to suggest.
Okay, just hold on, Grace. I want to respond to our Paul's question. I like it, R. Paul, but I know that Grace is looking for something to explain, you know, the situation to her local finance committee. So let's go ahead, Grace.
Motion to approve the proposed national office budget with the proviso that it is a budget that relies on uncertain revenue projections. This budget will be monitored closely. The NFC and PNB are aware that shortfalls will most likely be paid from the proceeds of the sale of the KPFK building or another asset, but the proceeds thereof cannot be included as income in the budget for accounting reasons.
I actually liked our calls better because it left some of those specifics out. Go ahead, Julie.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's our first choice. I don't mind being transparent, right? I think that's, you know, good to explain to local finance committees, you know, our intentions. But I also don't think it's our intent to pay a shortfall of the national office budget for FY23, that's not why we're selling the KPFK building, right? And I think it is not likely that the shortfall in the national budget office, the national office budget, would come from the proceeds of the sale of the building. I think what we have to do is we have to ensure that all of the stations, it will always be the case that the national budget, the national office budget, and the national office performance against its budget will depend on stations making central service payments. That's the real key. We've got to get the stations to the point where they can make central service payments, because that's what's going to make the national budget office, the national office budget, I don't know why I keep saying that, that's what's going to make the national office budget work as a plan. You know, it's not going to be because we're spending too much at the national office that we have to, you know, trim. It's the stuff at the national office. It's not discretionary, right? So that's the part where, you know, the reason we're selling the KPFK building is because we've got stations that are not even able to make their central service payments. It's not because the national office budget is a mess, right? So that's the part that sort of troubles me. I don't want to make it seem like that's not why the PNB voted to sell the KPFK building.
Mr. Chair, I like Paul's version a little bit better. Yeah.
Hold on one second. I hear Susan. Yeah, here's Susan. Is anyone else going to ask for this back?
R. Paul.
I guess I'll put myself in there for just a second. Go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, I appreciate this conversation. I would like to also support R. Paul's version, but removing deficit, because I think that James McFadden is right. The way that this is being pitched is essentially a neutral budget. But the question about unrealistic revenues are realistic is the payments of central service payments from the stations. As Julie said, the building is not being sold or other asset liquidated in order to bail out the central office. It's being done to retire a boatload of debt and to retool the entire system, primarily the business model for five stations that are, to a greater or lesser degree, in serious difficulty. So I strongly support R. Paul's framing of the motion, removing the word deficit.
Thank you, Susan. R. Paul.
Okay. We're debating at this point, and we have to bring some of this stuff to a point, and I'm going to bring it to a point, and therefore I will make the following motion, which can be amended or shot at or whatever. I move that we pass this, that the NFC recommends to the PNB that they approve the proposed National Office FY23 budget, recognizing that it remains a deficit budget and revenue is pending the creation of a central services formula. And if people want to take out the deficit, you know, we can argue over that. But I think that says what needs to be done for the national office budget. I don't think the KPFK building sale is something that belongs in here at all. That's a separate issue, and so I don't think it needs to be tacked on to a motion regarding the national office budget. And so there's my proposal. I will send a copy of that in writing to the whole list right now.
Mr. Chair, it's Susan. I would like to propose an amendment.
Okay, Susan, got you on the stack. I'm going to put myself on the stack as well. Anybody else?
Grace.
Grace, got you. Anybody else? just checking to see if ARPOL's wording has arrived. I haven't gotten it yet.
Yeah, I'm doing it. I'm doing it.
Yeah, yeah. Take your time, ARPOL. I'm not trying to rush you. Just explaining why I'm not moving forward.
Okay, I've just sent it out, and, you know, it has a little shorthand in it, but we'll live with my name not being spelled out completely. So, yeah, I've just sent it out to the whole committee.
I just got it.
Okay.
Okay, I see it now. I'm looking at it. And now that everybody has that, let's go to the stack. Susan, you requested the stack. Go ahead.
Yes, I move to amend that statement, that motion, by deleting the word and the phrase about deficit. So we can vote that up or down and then go forward with motion.
Okay. So that's an amendment. Do you want to motivate?
Yeah, I just agree with James McFadden that this is essentially a balanced budget. The question, the primary question is whether these central services will be paid. Will they be paid at that level? Will 15% be the case? But for planning purposes at this time, given that Stephanie was instructed to use 15%, this is the best forward view we have, and it is not a deficit budget.
Okay, could I?
Okay.
Let me read what I have for the amendment, please. The amendment
yes.
is to strike, quote, recognizing that it remains a deficit budget, end, which would make it read, hold on, pardon me, read, if this amendment passes, the main motion would become the NFC recommends to the PNB that they approve the proposed national office budget. Revenue is pending the creation of a central services formula.
Could we just say, ARPOL, recognizing that revenue is pending the creation of a central services formula?
Oh, okay. We can unstrike the word recognizing. So it would then read budget recognizing that revenue is pending the creation of a central services formula. So the motion, the amendment becomes to strike, quote, it remains a deficit budget, end.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So
okay.
I have the amendment down.
Now we ask for discussion. Is there any discussion on this?
This is Grace.
Go ahead, Grace.
I'm sorry to belabor this, but
okay, that's what we're here for.
Having, you know, in terms of just the budget itself and moving numbers around, changing the central service formula can result in a change in numbers, but it doesn't make the stations run better so that they're able to decrease their expenses and increase their revenue. A central service formula doesn't do anything except change a number. It doesn't bring in revenue or decrease expenses. And the wording, ARPOL's wording makes it assume that it does.
Point of order.
Who was that with the point of order?
Susan, the discussion right now needs to pertain to the amendment, not to the main motion. Grace is debating the main motion. The amendment is whether to remove the word, phrase about deficit. That's all that's being discussed.
Great point,
right
well
now.
Take. That's a point well yeah. taken.
Good point.
Beth, to the staff.
Okay, I got you, Beth. Actually, though, Beth, well, I guess because we're on the amendment, it's a new stack. So go ahead, Beth.
Regarding the amendment. Yes, I think if we're going to push through yet another deficit budget, I think the least we can do is acknowledge that we know that that's what we're doing. So it's I guess it's kind of a nod to that reality check. I mean, I don't like it that that's what we're doing, I would like it less if we left no budget in place. And so it seems like necessary. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Understood. Anyone else? Hearing none, is there any objection to the amendment?
Yes.
Grace
objects.
Okay. Anyone else? R. Paul, will you take the roll?
Yes. Hold on a second.
Pardon me, R. Paul? Oh, you say hold on one second.
Hold on a second. I'm getting it. All right. So the amendment is to strike the words, "It remains a deficit budget," and does anybody need me to read the main motion as it would sound if the amendment passes again?
Nope.
Hearing none. All right. Please, we're voting on that amendment. Please answer up when you hear your name. Grace Aaron?
No.
Chris Corey?
Excuse me, a yes is...
A yes is in favor of the amendment to strike... Let me go back to it. To strike the words, "It remains a deficit budget," end. Okay. Chris Corey, Elizabeth Von Gunten?
I think no, but like the...
Kamau
yes
Harris.
Vote meaning a negative. It's confusing.
Yeah, okay. You're right. It's no.
We're not debating. We have to go through a... We have to vote.
I'm trying to understand what it is.
She wants to figure
on.
Out what a no vote means.
A no vote means that you don't want to pass. You don't want to pass the amendment. The amendment is to strike the words, "It remains a deficit budget," and which, if the amendment passes, would... Okay, go ahead.
I don't
yes.
want to strike those words.
Okay, well, then you a... did you then
they
you're voting
no.
no. Okay,
that's
Kamau
right.
Harris.
No. Yeah.
Julie Hewitt.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin pass. James McFadden.
Yes.
Sean Kelly McPherson.
Yep.
James Sagerton.
Yes.
Susan Young.
Yep.
Going back to me, I'll abstain. Okay, the vote is 6-4, 2 against, 1 abstention, so there is that. Okay.
Okay, so now we go to the main motion.
6-2-1.
Okay, this is Grace. I have a substitute motion.
Okay, Grace.
Okay, I know that this will probably fail, but I want to put it on the record anyway. And
okay.
This is it. Motion.
Grace, before you do that, I got to do some housekeeping here. It's now 10:29. We need an extension. I'm going to ask this time for an extension of 10 minutes. See if we can get through this.
Yeah.
Any objections? Hearing none. We'll go ahead for 10 more. Go ahead, Grace.
Okay. Motion to approve the proposed national office budget with the proviso that it is a budget that relies on uncertain revenue projections. This budget will be monitored closely. The NFC and PNB are aware that shortfalls of the entire foundation, including the national office, will most likely be paid from the proceeds of the sale of the KPFK building or another asset, including national office shortfalls, but the proceeds thereof cannot be included as income in any budget for accounting reasons.
Could you email us that right now? So, because that was too fast and too long.
Okay.
When you're done with that, Grace, I'm going to ask you to motivate briefly. I think we all understand the argument.
Quick question for committees. Point of order. A substitute motion, does it need a second? In committees? I can't remember.
Motions don't need seconds in committees at all.
Okay. All right. I thought so, but I should.
Good question. Thank you.
Trying to figure out how to to this. Sorry.
Oh. Okay.
One second. Okay. I'm going to reply all to our polls. Okay, here we go. See if you get
why,
it.
Why not send it directly to the committee's mailing list?
Okay, I just sent it. This is the fastest way. Did you get it? Does anyone get it?
So just, you sent it to the whole committee, right?
No. Yeah. I got it. Yeah, I got it. I have not.
Okay, I got it.
Our pulse, could you send it to the actual list?
It is on the list. That's where she sent it.
Okay, I have yet to receive it. I've gotten everything else on the list so far today, but it's not coming in.
All right, so there's a... let me go back to this. All right. You can wait a few seconds. It might be, you know, your email might not be polling. And you have something like get messages that you can just hit right now and force it down?
I refreshed. You're the one that you sent a few minutes ago came in immediately.
Okay. You're not getting this.
Yeah.
I'll send it to you.
Okay. She'll send it directly to you. That's fine.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks, Grace.
I think it went through. You have to hit the three dots, I believe. Should I just read it again?
You can do that, yeah.
Motion to approve the proposed national office budget with the proviso that it is a budget that relies on uncertain revenue projections. This budget will be monitored closely. The NFC and PND are aware that shortfalls of the entire foundation, including the national office, will most likely be paid from the proceeds of the sale of the KPFK building or another asset, including national office shortfalls. But the proceeds thereof cannot be included as income in any budget for accounting reasons.
Okay. Grace, could you briefly motivate? I think we all understand.
Okay. Obviously, you can see that I am not understanding what's going on here, even though I'm on this committee. Which means that if you pass our poll's motion to approve this budget, it will most likely not be understood by many people. My wording, however, makes it clear what's happening. And can have people on our LSBs and local finance committees and the general public understand why we are passing this budget and what is going to happen financially to shortfalls that are most likely going to be happening in this current fiscal year. That's all.
Got it. Thank you. Is there any other discussion?
We'll wait to the stack.
Go ahead, Julie.
Yeah, I appreciate what Grace is trying to do here, but I think there's a subtle distinction between why we're selling the building, which is something Susan said a few minutes ago, and what this motion says. And I think the reason we're selling the building is to retire existing and current debt. And shortfalls in the FY23 budgets are effectively, you know, future, okay, where the money comes from, I don't know, because I don't know how we would borrow more money, but it's more like it's forward-looking debt. I'm doing that debt in air quotes. And I don't want to send a signal to the stations like, hey, it's okay if you don't do a good job in FY23 raising funds, because we got your backs covered, because we're going to sell the KPFK building to cover any shortfalls in FY23. No, this money is going to pay for debts that we've already incurred and not cover shortfalls in 23. We don't have enough money to, unless we do something else, to cover the shortfalls that we might wind up with in FY23. So that's why I object to this motion. Thanks.
McFadden's back.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say that I favor the simpler wording of the original motion. And I think the alternate motion here, substitute motion, will just confuse things more. So I'm against it.
Anyone else? Hearing none, Arpal, could you take the roll, please?
Okay.
And yes is for Grace's substitute motion. No is to go back to the original motion, which we have not yet voted on. We would vote on that after this.
Okay. Does anybody need the motion reread? The amendment reread?
Dear God, no.
Hearing none. Please answer up when you hear your name. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Chris Corey? Elizabeth Von Gunten?
No.
Kamau Harris?
No.
Julie Hewitt?
No.
Arpal Martin? No. James McFadden?
No.
Sean Kelly McPherson?
No, thank you.
James Sagerton?
No.
Susan Young?
No.
Okay. 1-4-8 against, 0 abstentions.
Okay. Thank you, Arpal. That brings us back to the main motion. I hesitate to ask, but I will ask, is there any further discussion of the main motion, which I will read as now amended. It reads, the NFC recommends to the PMB that they approve the proposed National Office Fiscal Year 23 budget, recognizing that revenue is pending the creation of a central services formula.
The NFC recommends to the PNB that they approve the proposed National Office FY23 budget, recognizing that revenue is pending the creation of a central services formula. That's what we got, right?
Right.
Okay.
Point of order. No, that was Susan's version. That was voted down, wasn't it? Can you read it again? It has the word deficit in it.
There was a motion. There was an amendment to strike that, and that amendment passed.
Correct.
So what I have is, the NFC recommends to the PNB that they approve the proposed National Office FY23 budget, recognizing that revenue is pending the creation of a central services formula.
Correct. Okay, now that we have that straight, where were we in the vote?
Well, right now, are we debating it? Are we going to go to a vote on it? What are we doing?
Yeah, I asked if there was any further discussion. I didn't hear any request. Is there any now? Hearing none, let's go to a vote, Paul.
Well, you want to ask if there's an objection?
Okay, yeah, good point. Is there any objection?
Yes, Grace. Okay.
Let's go to the vote.
Okay, please answer up when you hear your name. Grace Aaron?
No.
Chris Corey? Elizabeth Von Gunten?
No.
Kamal Harris?
Yes.
Julie Hewitt?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin, yes. James McFadden?
Yes.
Sean Kelly McPherson?
Yep.
James Sagerton?
Yes.
Susan Young?
Yes.
7-4, 2 against, 0 abstentions.
Thank you, R. Paul. So, that is done. And that brings us to the conclusion of our business. Therefore, I will declare that this meeting... who was that?
Susan, motion to adjourn, if it's needed.
Oh, motion to adjourn. I'm sorry, I was about to declare the meeting adjourned because we're past time. So I don't think we need the motion.
Great.
So I'm declaring the committee meeting adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye.